Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're heading to the Land of Enchantment to profile New Mexico Representative Gabe Vasquez, a first-generation American whose career has been dedicated to the unique landscape and communities of the American Southwest.
His is a story that feels very connected to the land he represents. Before he ever entered the political arena, his work was almost entirely focused on conservation and the outdoors, correct?
That's exactly right. Gabe Vasquez's professional life was shaped by his passion for New Mexico's natural environment. He spent years working for various conservation and wildlife advocacy groups. Most notably, he was the executive director for the New Mexico Wildlife Federation. In that role, he wasn't just a bureaucrat. He was on the ground, working with hunters, anglers, ranchers, and local communities to protect public lands and wildlife habitats. He was deeply involved in some of the most critical issues facing the West: water rights, long-term drought, and balancing economic development with environmental protection. This career gave him an incredibly detailed understanding of the challenges and opportunities in rural New Mexico.
So how did he make the transition from being a conservation advocate to an elected official?
He started at the local level, which is a classic path into public service. In 2017, he was elected to the Las Cruces City Council, where he got direct experience with municipal government, working on issues like economic growth, housing, and community services. This role gave him a broader perspective on the needs of a diverse constituency. In 2022, he decided to run for Congress in New Mexico's 2nd District. This is a massive, politically diverse district that covers the entire southern portion of the state, including a long stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. It's one of the most competitive swing districts in the country, and he successfully flipped the seat, bringing his unique background in conservation and local government to the national stage.
Given that background and the nature of his district, what have his priorities been in Washington? Where has he focused his energy?
His priorities are a direct reflection of his district and his life's work. He secured spots on two very important committees for Southern New Mexico: the House Armed Services Committee and the House Agriculture Committee. The Armed Services assignment is crucial because his district is home to major military installations like Holloman Air Force Base and White Sands Missile Range. He uses that position to advocate for the needs of service members and the civilian workforce that supports those bases. On the Agriculture Committee, he is a key voice on water policy, which is the lifeblood of the region. He works on legislation related to drought resilience, water infrastructure, and support for the state's farmers and ranchers who are on the front lines of climate change.
Representing a true swing district often requires a specific political approach. How would you describe his political style and his role within the Democratic Party?
He operates as a moderate, pragmatic Democrat, which is essential for success in a district like his. He often focuses on finding bipartisan common ground on issues that directly impact his constituents. You'll see him working on bread-and-butter issues like lowering healthcare costs, creating jobs, and improving rural infrastructure. He is a member of the New Democrat Coalition, the bloc of centrist Democrats, which aligns with his focus on a strong economy and practical solutions. His political brand isn't about ideological purity. It's about being a tireless advocate for Southern New Mexico. He often highlights his identity as a first-generation American and an outdoorsman to connect with the diverse electorate in his district, from Hispanic families in Las Cruces to ranchers in the more rural parts of the state.
So it sounds like his focus remains squarely on the ground-level issues affecting his constituents, drawn directly from his own experiences.
Precisely. When he talks about public lands, it's from the perspective of someone who has spent his life hiking and fishing on them. When he discusses water rights, it's with the knowledge of someone who has worked directly with farmers and conservationists struggling with a mega drought. This authenticity and deep-rooted connection to the land and its people are the defining characteristics of his approach to governance. He brings the voice of the rural, desert Southwest to a national conversation, ensuring that the unique challenges of his region are not overlooked in Washington.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.